Hello, hello. Thank you for being here and welcome to another episode of Adriana Says. As we have been diving in mental health issues and how to work with them, manage them, and just living with them, I want to talk a little bit more about self-compassion. And personally, the word compassion, it's not something that I relate with something positive. Yes, I'm sorry, but that's the truth. Like the way I have been, I've grown up, it was like compassion was something that I give the weak. And if someone gave me their compassion, I felt weak. Like, oh, I'm so sorry. You're trying, but you're not good enough. You're not able to do it. You're less or whatever. And I think that is, yes, I have been wrong. And that is not the true purpose of compassion, and it's not the definition that is real and that I want in my life. I think compassion is that amazing ability to sit down and feel comfortable feeling uncomfortable. Like you will be suffering for something that you made a mistake, you haven't something that you don't want to, you are not able to achieve something, and that is causing you like sadness and you feel bad and suffering. And compassion is just to be able to sit down with that and just allow yourself to feel that and accompany you feeling that, and maybe try to relieve that kind of pain that you're suffering a little bit more just by allowing yourself just to be. And that is the definition I want to feel with myself about self-compassion. And when you are compassionate with yourself, that is something that you can see like with others. It actually changed the way you see others and you show compassion to others. And it's not in a very weak way. No, I think I have been wrong. Like a show of strength. Like it actually is something bigger and greater than you have already. Just think about it. Compassion is just the ability to feel pain and suffering and trying to make you feel a little less that. And yes, you have to start with yourself, because if you don't start with yourself in anything, you're not able to give that. Just try to think of someone that is yelling at the lady in the cashier because she doesn't have change, or that is just yelling at other drivers or their kids or whatever. Those kind of people that you see in your normal life that are always like very in like a pressure. Just about to boil and explode. Those kind of people cannot be compassionate with someone else if they're not with themselves. That's why all of these practices need to be from within, and then you're going to be reflecting that to others. So try to find yourself being more self-compassionate with yourself, and that it's going to help your mental health because it's going to reduce the negative emotions and thoughts that you have about yourself. That is going to actually help you to feel better about yourself, to like raise your emotional well-being. You're going to feel better with yourself because you're allowing yourself to fail, but you're going to rise stronger. And it also helps you to foster some self-acceptance. And you need acceptance in your life because things are the way they are. You are the one putting the bad and the good connotation adjective to that. So if you foster more self-acceptance in your life and through some self-compassion techniques, then you're going to see things a little bit more about how they are and not how bad you want them to be or how terrible, or just a little bit more neutral and then maybe more positive way. And also, this will help you improve the way you see others, and you're going to be more willing to give your compassion because you are going to give yourself compassion. So just try to be your best friend, to sit down with you with all those hard, uncomfortable, horrible feelings about failure, about mistakes, about not being able to accomplish something, the negative, the uncomfortable, and just sit and try to feel comfortable with that and just accompany yourself through that and just don't try to change it, don't try to put the bad connotation to that, just be there for yourself. And how does that self-compassion can see how you actually do it in a practical way? First, I really encourage to have like these self-compassion meditation breaks or mindful compassion breaks. That is, throughout the day, take mindful breaks to check in with yourself and to see like how you're feeling, how you have been treating yourself, and try to give yourself kindness and encouragement and just allowing yourself to feel bad, but then just give yourself a pep talk, a very fast pep talk, because no one knows yourself better than you. And if you made a terrible mistake or you're feeling terrible for something, you know that that wasn't your goal and that you just need to accept yourself and love yourself a little bit more. And maybe it's going to be as simple as having 1 minute of your day with your hand on your heart and just breathing. Every time, try to slow down your breathing a little bit more and relax and just connect with yourself and just like really be present in that moment. And maybe if you like some mantras, I really like this one, that may I be kind to myself in this moment. I allow myself to be myself. I want to be kinder with myself. I am the best I can be. I do what I do. Like, I do the best with the things and the tools I have right now. I cannot do any different with that because I do my best with what I have right now. And those breaks, those times to really connect, they are going to make a difference in your life. And the other practical advice, and please don't think like, oh, Adriana is crazy. Yes, I am, but that's not the point. Try to write yourself a self-compassionate letter. Just write yourself and just like really, really try to connect with you, try to understand you, and mostly to forgive yourself for all those things that you're struggling right now. Maybe you made a mistake 5 years ago and you're still being bad with yourself and you're treated poorly about that mistake. Just writing your letter, I forgive you. I know you're trying your best, but you did the best you could do with the things you had at that moment. So yes, I forgive you. I want to offer you comfort and encourage you and support you the way you would do with a friend, but try to do it with yourself. And these kind of letters are very powerful because they remind us like we are human and we make mistakes and we make amazing things. And we are all in this chaos of life trying to do what is best for us. And yes, we're not going to do it great all the time. That's why we need to practice self-compassion, because we need to be our best friends. We need to say like, okay, but you know what? I'm here with you. And so this letter can be very powerful to write down all of the things that happened in the past that you still treat yourself bad about that. So try to forgive yourself, to reach for that uncomfortable feeling and just deal with it and say, I forgive you. I release you for this. I understand you. I am here with you, just living through it. And we will do better. I know that. And I hope you enjoyed these two very simple, very practical things that can become something very powerful in your life. And if you start being more self-compassionate with you, you will have more compassion with the world, with others. And that is amazing, because that is what changes the world, right? So just try to start with yourself and be very compassionate with you. And the people around you will enjoy it a lot because you will be kinder with yourself and with others. Thank you very much for being here, and I hope you have an amazing day, and we here meet very soon. Bye-bye.